In the studio this evening, we are joined by Dente Enterprise Consultancies, Siphetfo Dlamini. Now, his consultancy has partnered with numerous others to bring to the province Manuflow, which is a smart digital metering utility management solution. Now, currently, Manuflow provides prepaid water and electricity meters in the Free State, Northern Cape, Gauteng, and Western Cape. And Mr. Dlamini is with us to tell us about the Mpumalanga leg of this project. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Zingy. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day. You guys are brilliant. I can never be feeling better after such a beautiful lunch today.
We enjoyed that lunch as well.
Mr. Dlamini. Well, it was the lunch and the lunch.
Yeah, and should we call you Dr. Dlamini or Mr. Dlamini?
Well, it depends, but I think you'll have a serious dispute with the university if you still call me Mr. after graduating PhD.
Hey, yeah,
no, we're going to stick to Dr. Dlamini.
Petfo is okay as well. Just call Ms. Petfo, that'll be fine as well. Thank you.
So, Ms. Petfo, to start off, could you just briefly tell us about Dente Enterprise Consultancy?
Great. Thanks very much for the opportunity. Look, Dente Enterprise is a consultancy, as you say. PDY Ltd is a company. And, of course, we brag ourselves by trying by all means to be a premier business in leadership and consultancy. We were basically born in 2013, but, of course, started fully functioning, you know, in 2016 going forward. And I must say that part of what really excites us and what we do is we do business advisory, marketing and intelligence. We do international trade as well, and we ensure that we find a space for those who may find business opportunities abroad and locally and create partnerships, of course, for our local businesses.
Yeah. Now, you touched on something very important because I can see that you've got a very wide range of services you offer.
Yes.
But what I wanted to find out is, you know, in terms of partnering with agencies, is this the first time you're actually partnering with an entity like Manuflow, or have you partnered with other organizations basically that have offered you value propositions in the past?
Oh, we have quite a number of them that we have partnered with. I'll make an example. We're currently in partnership with LECMEC, which is a company that basically focuses on mining, renewable energy. You'll understand that we are in a different space this time where COVID-19 is also here. And of course, one can't wait to hear what the president is going to say, as you were saying earlier on. But of course, you see that there is a need or a move to venture into areas of renewable energy and try to find a space for saving our resources in the times that we're living in. We are also in partnership, of course, with Gaisa IT, which is another company led by young, brilliant men. And we are trying to say, let's go digital. It's high time we find our space in the digital world as well and acclimatize to digital economy.
Obviously, we were at the Manuflow's launch, the Mpumalanga launch earlier today. And in layman's terms, because, hey, Wandile gets it, I'm a bit slow. So what exactly is this? And how, I'm assuming it's a gadget, how does it work? And, I mean, just going beyond the gadget itself, like, what is this holistic service that you're bringing to the table?
Okay, great. Great question. As Manuflow, we basically interested... Look, today our theme was saving our scarce resources. So we tackled the whole thing through the climate change perspective. And we're saying that in as much as we appreciate water, particularly in South Africa, we should remember that in other countries, it's very difficult to get water. People go as far as 50 kilometers just to get a bucket of water. And therefore, we're saying to ourselves, what is it that we can do to save those resources? Because they are scarce in nature. But this also includes, you know, electricity and energy. So Manuflow is basically this company we've decided to partner with, as you said earlier on, that is going to bring this particular service. It's a utility management service where we were able to say, in as much as you are going to be receiving bills on a monthly basis, there are situations, of course, where you really doubt the bill and you ask yourself, really, is it 6,000? Would I've been paying 3,000 earlier on? So we're saying... Let us assist you in, you know, detecting leakages and making sure that we pay for what we use. And, of course, there's quite a number of other various things that we do, you know, including, you know, providing services such as in most instances, we monitor the work that we do. Mm-hmm. We basically install, and but it's more than just that. After installing, of course, we want to make sure that we do a report and analyze.
Yes.
So that you can, in a click of a button, just get your report of how much usage you used in both electricity and water. So largely, or in an overview, that's what Manuflow is about. It's a very unique utility management services that we're bringing in the province.
Yeah. Now, Babet Laminik de Mandabala Lelegado. So meaning in other words, gendega wotsi futamanti
yaphe
ekhaya. Ubale ukuthi uma kune dispute in terms of ibill yakho, as if you feel ukuthi igas lelo ibhadalako, it's not the electricity that you actually utilizing. Or la manje lo wabhadalako, it's not the la manje lokufuna ukuthi wabhadala. But sine njengebantu siyathi ukuthi when we pay some of these services, Mr. Dlamini, we pay them to the municipality. I mean, how recognized is the product Lunai, Lepets, in terms of Maspala, so that the reading that they're saying that the money that they say I owe is then accurate to the machine that you've installed, like in Mekai, they say, I think if you can just explain that to our listeners, because I think it becomes important, because what recourse do they have?
Yeah. It's a beautiful question once again. Well, I think one of the challenges that we have as a nation is information sharing. You'll realize because today we had the Department of Economic Development who were telling us basically about consumer protection, the importance of appropriate billing and implications of economic growth. So now you begin to understand the different kinds of rights that you have as an individual. You may have your constant bill on a monthly basis from the municipality, but you also have the right to install your own devices.
That's important.
Absolutely.
That will also then, I don't have to use the device. I can use
But of course there are those that you cannot tamper with. Our submeters, our meters are called submeters.
Okay.
Meaning they basically want to ensure that we prevent certain unforeseen eventualities and disputes. So to a great extent we really want to regard ourselves as a Manuflow law firm of some sort. There's quite a number of litigations out there and disputes that arises from such.
And I think there's a follow-up question. Your target market, because that becomes important for the listeners to be able to understand. Who are you looking for as your clients? Who typically would you say you are looking for as your target market?
Look, the truth of the matter is that anybody who uses electricity and water, you are our client, you are our target as well. But in particular also, we focus, as you would see in today's launch, we had property owners, we had the municipalities, most importantly the municipalities. We have got schools, we target schools, we target hotels, any structures that has got a plumbing system and that has got an electricity kind of setup. That's our main target.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibugo, and we are chatting to Dentley Enterprise Consultancy's Pedro Lamini, doctor before that, and we're learning about Manuflow's smart digital metering utility management solutions. And I'm just going to jump forward a little bit and then we'll pedal backwards. You mentioned that your core clients or your target market would be the schools,
municipalities,
properties. But what about Zingisa as an individual? If Zingisa and I won, decides I might need Manuflow at my house. Is that still attainable? Can one do that?
Absolutely, why not? I think as I said earlier on, as long as you receive a monthly bill, as long as you use electricity and water, in particular, as long as you're interested in making sure that you pay for what you use and bringing forth some sort of accountability in your accounts and your budgets, etc. It's quite interesting that you ask this question, Zingi. There's quite a number of instances that we've come across, especially in the news as well. I think on Monday I was reading an article where somebody was given a bill of 100,000 and she had to go to the municipality. That happened in KZN. But this is a silent killer because quite a number of people are also affected, even Nala in Mpumalanga. So we're saying to everybody, look, if you have come across such, vuka. And you call me that, will assist you in terms of kuthi ubhadala loko lokukhokhako.
Dr. Dlamini, there's a beautiful story you told earlier on when I was at the launch with the plants and the gentleman who then found.
That was many years ago.
You know, but you know, I found it quite interesting, Dr. Dlamini, because that story is something that many South Africans can identify with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where Tholakala kutsi mhlambe bakhona abantu labadonsa amanzi bangafuna ukuthi bawadonse, you know. And I guess where I'm going with this particular question is that now I find myself, meaning I'm the kind of person who is diligent, who pays the water, the electricity, but I can see, man, ngathi I can see with even with my electricity and everything else, money flow, how do they provide a solution for me when it comes to those particular things? Let's say I had introduced the money flow monitoring system, and now I find myself in a situation with man, the billing is too high.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And if I had installed it, how does money flow then detect what's going to call them long term chela lamand?
It's very simple. I think that's one of the important questions, of course. Some of our devices, actually, all of our devices, I must say that they are smart in nature. Because remember, the idea with MoneyFlow together with Dentley is to move into the digital space.
Yes.
So once we install those devices for you, they'll be able to detect if your piping system has been bypassed, and will be able to tell if there are leakages. Because remember, some of these informal guys who do this, plumbing and dodging and all that, they are not expert and professionals. So they leave one or two things leaking there and not well placed. But our device will be able to tell that. It's very interesting because that report which we produce to you will give a historical analysis to say, before this happened, you've been paying water this much.
Yes.
But after, Spengler came to then try and temper with your piping system, with your electricity, how come all of a sudden the bill has changed?
Yes.
Meaning you could be one person paying for somebody else's bill without knowing.
100%.
Yes. And then MoneyFlow comes into the picture to say, let us save our clients. 100%. Let us save our energy. Let us save our water.
And earlier you mentioned that you're a huge climate change activist. So how would you say then your product, because everything must align. How would you say then your product aligns with your cause or your views on that matter, on that subject?
Yeah. No, great. I think the linkage is basically simple. Climate change is one of my favorite subjects as well. I've attended quite a number of conferences abroad, and I must say that if you look at the meters or devices that we are using, first of all, I must say that it's important to mention that we don't have to bother you, you know, when it comes to tenant management. We don't knock at your door and say that we're here to check the meter.
Yes.
We just pass by because they are smart in nature.
Mm-hmm.
We just pass by, and then our wireless system is able to detect or take a record of that particular reading.
Yes.
So in that sense, you'll be able to understand that the moment we say to ourselves, we want to save water.
Yeah.
We are basically saying we want to participate in this huge dinosaur called climate change. Because at some point, we will run out of water. In fact, some countries have already started having scarce resources. Electricity is the same. We need to save these scarce resources, as it was our theme today. And we need to find practical ways of then saying, how do we, you know, resolve to other alternative ways of renewable energy? As I've said earlier on, that we've partnered very well with one of the companies called LECMEC, which focuses on that. So there is a very strong interrelationship between what we're doing, our devices, and climate change as a whole.
And if you've just switched on your radio, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Dentley Enterprise Consultancies, Dr. Petro Lamini, and he's chatting to us about MoneyFlow's smart digital metering utility management solution. Now, I won't lie, Bengcala Guva about a smart meter. So thank God for smartphones, because national needs. There are these things, they are around.
Yeah.
But we don't hear about them often. So what would you say is MoneyFlow's competitive edge? This is Wandile's favorite question. I'm learning.
Yeah.
Even in terms of competition.
It means in terms of, do you have competition out there?
Absolutely, there is competition out there. But I'll tell you what's unique about us. I think most companies find themselves just rendering the service of installing. We are interested in giving you the device. This is how it's going to help you. After that, they just leave the client alone. You know what I mean? We do installation. After that, we're going to say to you, look, we're now going to maintain that. Remember, our devices have warranties. They are approved.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to educate you on how to read the meters as well. It's basically a vast, you know, kind of offering that we are saying. And therefore, one of the most important things, just aligning that to your question, we find ourselves compelled to learn every day on new developments, particularly as we are in the digital, space. And therefore, We're very much strong in research. We want to say we want to go with the times.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, then we're going to be left behind.
Yes.
Now, most companies find themselves saying we are rendering the service and focus less on research.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and again, we come up with new developments.
Yeah.
Partner with people, you know, and stakeholders internationally, abroad, because those guys, I can confidently say they could be ahead of technology. Now, that relationship sets us apart.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship on international, you know, stakeholder partnership and all of that enable us to be a step ahead than anybody else.
Now, Dr. Dlamini, there are many people that are listening. I mean, you guys had the launch today, you know, launching your offices here in Mpumalanga. And there's somebody that maybe is interested in your services. And I think I'm going to ask those questions in two parts.
Okay.
Okay. Firstly, how do they get hold of you? And secondly, if I'm interested in this product, am I able to afford it? And what's the cost when it comes to those particular things?
Okay, great. I think you'll understand that right now it won't be easy for me to say what's the cost because we've got very many devices.
Yes.
But what I can say, that gives me an opportunity to let listeners at home to say, once you have said you're interested in our device,
yes,
you're interested in our service,
yes,
the first thing we do before installation, we give you an assessment report. We give you a description of the building.
Yeah.
We give you options and the advantages of each and disadvantages of each to say, should you be interested in prepaid, we'll use prepaid for you if you're interested in that,
prepaid,
or postpaid, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's important, again, to say, once we have given you that assessment, you are then able to say, okay, I need this number of devices.
Yeah.
To then say, we are then able to say, okay, here's the amount. It's going to be this amount. But trust me, we are the cheapest in town. You'll go to Bloemfontein, you'll go to Northern Cape, you go every Western Cape, we're the cheapest.
Okay.
And if you're interested in seeing all that, you can visit us. And of course, we have a website which I'm going to share with you and our contact numbers as well.
Yeah, please, if you can just share the website and share the contact numbers where your offices are, I think it will greatly help us.
Manuflo Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yes, our website is www.manuflo, that's M-A-N-U. flo.co.za. Our offices are currently in 31 Van der Merwe in Nelspruit. We will be relocating soon because we are growing, of course. And of course, you can contact us through our marketing and sales person, Ms. Njangase, on the number 066-176-1006. Let me say that again. 066-176-1066. 1006. Yes,
yeah.
And then you can call us directly as well on 0810367949, which is my number. But you'll get all the information in the website.
Great stuff. You know, Dr. Dlamini, I must say that we can, you and I can, and Zingis, I can talk forever about this thing.
Mostly you, but okay.
Let's do this.
We can talk forever about this thing. But I just want to take the opportunity just to thank you. You know, I know you've had a very eventful day with the launch and everything else. But for coming into studio and obviously sharing this exciting development with our listeners as well, and I'm sure they've appreciated the topic as well. And please, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor and a privilege, and a special thanks to all those who attended our launch today. And I must emphasize to all the listeners that they should account for every drop and every cent. Thank you.
And if you just caught this conversation, you've missed out on Dentley Enterprise Consultancy's Dr. Petro Dlamini, and he was educating us about Maniflow's smart digital metering utility management solutions. It's a prepaid metering service for electricity and water, and digital prepaid meter.
Yes, absolutely.
Taking care of business on Rise FM.